Jihadi revenge in Pakistan. 80 dead, mostly newly trained cadets at a paramilitary training center, the target of twin suicide bombs. The Taliban in Pakistan claims responsibility for the attacks and says there are more to come. Revenge for the death of bin Laden. Is Pakistan the intended target or part of the global battlefield in the war on terror? Jihad's multi-front war. Bin Laden, the martyr. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A bitter Friday, the 13th, May 13th in Pakistan. More on that this morning. Celeste is out. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. The first major terrorist attack since the killing of Osama bin Laden. A pair of suicide bombers attacked recruits leaving a military training center in Pakistan this morning up near Peshawar, killing 80 people. More than 100 are reported wounded. Joining us now from Peshawar is Ms. Ismail Khan, bureau chief for the English language Dawn newspaper in Pakistan. Ismail Khan, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the latest from the scene of the bombing site, as far as we can tell?
Well, I mean, the figure, casualty figure has been steadily rising up. I was told, I just spoke to a hospital here, and doctor said that there are 40 of the 115 total wounded, are in critical condition. So, 82 it was the last count of the dead people, but the figure is likely to go, further out.
And it appears that the paramilitary training center was the intended target. In government statements, some people in the Pakistani government are saying that claiming this was revenge for bin Laden is a claim of convenience that they're not taking seriously. Are people in Peshawar taking it seriously?
Well, we have had our, major share of the terrorist attacks. Peshawar, being the closest to the tribal areas, closest to Afghanistan, has borne the brunt of the, terrorist attacks since, the war on terror. So, we are pretty much used to it now. But the thing is that, this is the single largest terrorist attack that has killed a large number of security personnel. I mean, the figure is astounding. It's 82, and no incident in the past has, can match this figure. So it's pretty big, and very devastating.
And a week after the death of Osama bin Laden, the timing of this is inescapable, that's for sure. Ismail Khan is bureau chief for the Dawn in Peshawar, Pakistan, covering the aftermath of that bombing that's killed more than 80 military recruits at a paramilitary training center near Peshawar. Following the death of its leader, al-Qaeda is calling on all followers to take part in what it's calling do-it-yourself terrorism. That suggests a leadership void in the group. We're going to talk with the New York Times national security reporter Scott Shane about his exclusive story in just a few minutes. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it will open Louisiana's Morganza Spillway sometime this weekend. The move will protect New Orleans and Baton Rouge from an overflowing Mississippi River, but it will flood rural communities and hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland. Google is reportedly close to settling a federal criminal investigation we learned about this week over whether it made hundreds of millions of dollars by displaying ads from illegal online pharmacies. Earlier this week, Google announced it had set aside $500 million to potentially resolve the case. And in Syria, human rights activists say President Bashar Assad has ordered Syrian troops not to fire on pro-democracy protesters today. Friday prayer protests have been announced. The theme this week is celebrating or underscoring the role of women in the unrest. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 12,695. The S&P opens at 1,348. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,863. Coming up this hour, a look at the role of bin Laden as a martyr.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.